This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with what the U.S. wants to happen in the Middle East. Washington is behind a resolution in the U.N. that would declare it vitally important that there be an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The AP's Jennifer King.
The U.N. Security Council is set to vote Friday on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The resolution says a ceasefire is imperative to protect civilians and get aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Ukraine's President Zelensky is again appealing for help from the West this morning after Russia attacked power facilities overnight, killing three people and causing power outages in Ukraine. An investigation is underway into whether two gang members killed two people while they were on the run in Idaho. The AP's Norman Hall.
Police in Idaho have arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and the accomplice who helped him escape Wednesday following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital.
We once again want to make known Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger, courtesy KIVI-TV. Police say the two were arrested without shots being fired about 130 miles from the hospital during a traffic stop in Twin Falls. Shackles were found near one of two separate homicides being investigated. Officials say both suspects are members of the Aryan Knights prison gang and had mutual friends in and out of prison. I'm Norman Hall.
Experts say this allergy season has arrived earlier than expected and is stronger. Yep, itchy eyes, runny nose. The best thing you can do, they say, avoid going outside as much as you can and keep your windows closed at home and in the car. Got a ticket yet? Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is worth nearly $1 billion. This is AP News. In China, a business leader is sentenced to death in a poisoning case. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this story.
A former executive at Yuzu Games has been sentenced to death in the 2020 poisoning of the founder of the high-profile Chinese gaming company, which has links to Game of Thrones and the new Netflix series, The Three-Body Problem. Qi Ya poisoned the food of company founder Lin Qi because of a dispute over the running of the business. The Shanghai First Intermediate People's Court says Lin, who was 39, died about 10 days later. Police detained Qi a few days after Lin's death. Four other people were sickened but did not die after Qi poisoned beverages in the office between September and December 2020 because of disputes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, consumers are expected to spend more than $3 billion on candy this Easter. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.